Happy Website Wednesday, and welcome to the Leading Legal Podcast, all about social media marketing. I am your host, Michael Reed, the podcast server. And guys, I just wanted to share my top tips here on this wonderful Wednesday about websites, okay? Website is probably, the way you need to look at a website is like real estate online. So if you wanted to own, let's say, a restaurant and you wanted to find some real prime real estate, well, you would go probably find one on the corner downtown, some trendy area of town, right? Depending on the type of restaurant you wanted. Well, your website is no different. So if you've heard of SEO, we're going to be talking about SEO a lot on Website Wednesdays, okay? But just to give you a foundation here on this first Website Wednesday, I wanted to tell you that it's important to have a website that you can quickly make changes to, because you're going to have to constantly alter your website as you go with the times. So as you change directions, as you add different marketing methods, like a new podcast or a new blog or a new article section or things like that, you're going to need to update your website. So unless you're paying somebody to do that, unless you have a online marketer or a virtual assistant to do that for you, then you're going to want to be able to pick a web. So a couple of the ones that I like to use, GoDaddy is a popular one. I'm not sponsored by any of these, but these are just some of the ones that I go to first. GoDaddy, get yourself a domain name. I know Google has its own platform for getting domain names. Weebly, WordPress, and one of my favorites, actually more recently, is ClickFunnels. And the idea here is that you're gonna purchase your land, right? You're gonna purchase your area where you're gonna build your little restaurant. Now, regardless of what your industry is, this is how you get started. This is step one. So yesterday we talked about Twitter, and that's kind of the whole social media landscape, at where the social media journey begins. But when it comes to your real estate, you need to have something. So you start out with your website. Don't use Google for your email. Have a domain name that is yours. So for instance, my website is leading.legal, you know, legal.com or any of that kind of stuff. I suggest trying to go with a .com or a .net. For my specific niche, Leading Legal is the name of my company, so leading.legal actually works very cleanly, very nicely. I have to pay a little bit extra every year for that domain instead of a .com. The .legals are more expensive. But I'm marketing primarily to the legal industry, to attorneys, so it works out for me. So right now, my website is, we'll just say it's in the country, right? I just started building the leading.legal website and this company, social media marketing company. So it's kind of like in the country. Not a whole lot of people are going to see it. If they search social media, they search different things, they're not going to find it yet. But as I build on my website, my piece of real estate, like I add a blog to it, I add different blogs and articles that are SEO optimized that people are searching a lot for, like, you know, top 10 apps for, you know, search engine optimization, like whatever it is your niche is. So like if you're going to create a website about painting walls, you're a painter. You know, you're going to talk about the different types of paint and how long some of them dry or whatever, all the different types. And so when someone searches paint, Google's going to see your relevancy is high. So they're going to rank you higher than others. Your real estate will be on the corner, basically, you know, where everybody on that hot corner where everybody wants to go shopping, right? So that's your goal, is to build this website up. And let me tell you something, social media is the lights and banners that you're hanging all over your building that says all the deals you have going on. So check out our website at leadinglegal.com for more tips, and we'll see you tomorrow.